Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I am doing great. Still a little sick. Apologize for my voice, but overall,
I'm great. How about you? I think both of us have to apologize for our voice because it's going around, man. I mean, everybody seems to have the flu this year, and it's really bad, and I'm not 100% myself, and I know my voice is off as well, so we apologize for sounding like we're clogged up, because guess what? We're clogged up. Today's episode is the best browser for web design, and as a web developer, you're going to find out if you're new, browser does matter. So
yeah,
I'm going to let Tim kind of dive into this because Tim's kind of our resident developer expert, and let him talk about the browsers that he likes first. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. So another thing that you'll learn, as David mentioned, browsers do matter. But as a web developer, when you're building websites, you really are using all the browsers, or at least the main three, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari, because you got to test and make sure that things look good and are being rendered correctly on each browser when you're building a website. Because the browsers do parse the HTML and display the CSS slightly differently. For the most part, these days, they're all pretty similar, but you'll find some things will just look slightly different, very, very subtle. Most people wouldn't notice, but as the designer of the site, you'll notice, you know, some minor subtleties. And so you really got to get familiar with all the main browsers. And so for me, I will typically have Chrome and Safari open at all times. Chrome is, I would say, to answer the question of the episode, the best browser for web design, I would say Chrome is. It has the best developer tools that are built in to be able to inspect Element and look at the CSS that's being pulled in and make changes and copy and paste. Definitely the best. Firefox just released their brand new version of their browser. I haven't played around with the developer tools too much, but a lot of people say that they're really great, and the new Firefox is really fast too. So I would say Chrome and Firefox are definitely the best. I use Safari a lot. Kind of my workflow that I've enjoyed and has I've gotten used to is I'll log into sites and do all the WordPress backend in Safari. And the reason is I just like the way that all of my passwords are saved in iCloud. And there's other tools like LastPass and 1Password that you can use, but that's just what I like. And I like using Safari for all the WordPress backend stuff. And then I have Chrome open on my other monitor with the same website to be able to inspect Element, because the inspect Element tools in Safari, while they do have them, it's a little tricky to get turned on. Just Google it, but it sucks. I rarely use it. Every time I use it, I'm like, why did I do this?
And then I go Safari over to Chrome. Is terrible for that.
It's terrible for web dev stuff. So Chrome is definitely the best, but I guess the answer for me is I use both and all for slightly different things. Chrome, I would say, while it is a solid browser and has the best developer tools, it also uses up the most computer resources. If you have a bunch of tabs open and you have the inspect element window open for several web pages at once, you'll hear your fans kick in depending on your computer setup, and it's going to use up a lot of RAM. Chrome is, while it is a great browser, it's not lightweight. It uses up a lot of CPU resources. So keep that in mind too. The less tabs, the better in Chrome. That's what I've learned.
Yeah, and I'm kind of the same. I mean, I don't do a lot of the design and development of websites anymore. It's actually been a couple of years the last time I actually built a website. But I still have Chrome, Firefox, and Safari open because I do review from clients at the end of the day. They're not going to really be interested in the back end and the developer tools, but they do care about what their website looks like on the front end and when visitors come to it for mobile, you know, for desktop and stuff. So, you know, I'm in agreement with Tim. Chrome's probably number one. Firefox for me is probably number three, and Safari is number two. I typically, you know, my work setup is, you know, I have Safari open with my productivity tools, Asana, Trello, Ahrefs, email, you know, Google Drive, And those tabs are pinned and, you know, they're always open so that I can see things. Chrome typically has websites open, and then Firefox will have social things open. So that's kind of my workflow and stuff. But great points, Tim.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah. I likewise just wanted to comment on what you said, David. I do the same thing, and I guess that's a good way to put it, is I sign into stuff in Safari, and then I look at stuff in Chrome in terms of, you know, checking and inspecting and that sort of thing. I don't really use Firefox super often. It's usually just to check certain things. But I like what you said about the social. I might have to try that. Keep it in a separate browser.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, because I have, and the reason I do it is because I have the business, you know, business Facebook is different from personal Facebook. And I do have a different business account for social stuff in it, and they tend to get kind of crossed over and stuff. Hard to be logged into two different accounts in one browser. So I recently transferred over to Firefox, and that's why I do that. So, and I like it. So,
yeah, makes sense.
Well, I think that's it for me. How about you, Tim?
That's everything on my end, yeah.
Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 121, the best browser for web design. Remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.